Today's gospel reading begins by saying, after Jesus had finished all his sayings. What are those sayings? Well, if we back up a few verses, we find, if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Love your enemies, do good, and lend, expecting nothing in return. Your reward will be great. Can a blind person guide a blind person? No good tree bears bad fruit, nor again does a bad tree bear good fruit. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I tell you? All of these sayings look at relationship. Something came to me as I reflected on this and prayed about it. Context. Dick, Bob, Bill, Craig, they've all told us we need to look at the context. We have also heard it said that the entire Bible is context. But I want to narrow it down to just 2.5 verses, found in Mark chapter 8. Jesus and his disciples went on to the villages around Caesarea Philippi. On the way, he asked them, "Who do people say that I am?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others, one of the prophets." "But what about you? Who do you say that I am?" Who do we say Jesus is? In today's gospel, Jesus is entering Capernaum instead of Caesarea Philippi. But it may as well be our hearts. Who do we say Jesus is? Today we come close to meeting a centurion. What does that have to do with Jesus saying? Well, a centurion is a Roman officer in charge of 100 soldiers. He must keep himself aware of what's going on around him so that he can direct his men and keep control of things for Rome. He's not a Jew, but he knows about the Jews of Capernaum. And understand, he has choices in how he relates to them. He chose long ago, long before the events in today's reading, to practice what Jesus is saying. Despite all this, it's during the 10 short verses we heard today that he discovers an answer to, "Who do you say Jesus is?" that is different than what we heard Peter answer in the Gospel of Mark. The centurion could just treat a slave as a slave, but what credit is that to him? It is commonplace. It'll get the job done. My slave will do what he's told. The centurion chooses a different way. He chooses to value the slave, even value him highly, and to put his reputation and authority as a centurion at risk by caring for someone in a much degraded social position. His slave is not an enemy, but the social structure creates a similar relationship between them. But he chooses to value the slave highly. Who is Jesus for the centurion? He is someone of importance. He is a Jew. He is a healer. Identifying all of this, the centurion uses his relationship with the Jewish leadership of Capernaum to reach out to Jesus. At some time in the past, the centurion made a choice to value the Jewish community that his garrison is in charge of. Instead of just using force to keep control, he chose a different relationship. A relationship that led to his building their synagogue for them. The Jewish elders spoke well of the centurion, but I believe Jesus looked past their words and saw the relationship. He agrees to meet the centurion. There's no mention of the issues that the purity laws have with a Jew entering a Gentile's home, only of the relationship, and a caring one at that. But this is not all that happens as Jesus enters Capernaum. The centurion's relationship with Jesus changes. It becomes more personal. Instead of finding and sending more Jewish elders, he sends friends. Who is Jesus for the centurion? Jesus is still a Jew, but now the centurion is aware of his authority. I am not worthy to have you come under my roof. Jesus was important before, but now the centurion acknowledges his authority. Only speak the word, and let my servant be healed. In these brief moments, Jesus has gone from being a significant person to being a friend, to being an authority who transcends the social structure of the local community. The centurion's relationship with Jesus is now comparable to his relationship with Rome, the ultimate secular authority. Only Jesus comes to the people. Jesus is a person, is both personal and religious. Jesus is an authority that transcends authority at all levels. So who is Jesus for me? Well, let me go back to the story of the centurion. I can relate to that because in Sunday school, I learned about Jesus. And when I went to Camp Houston, I learned about Jesus. And I enjoyed several of the songs we sang, so much that I bought one of their songbooks. And as I thought about this, I go, what keeps coming to mind is a song. A song that, where did I learn it? Camp Houston. In the stars his handiwork I see. On the wind he spreads his majesty. What does that say to me about who Jesus is? Well, he's someone way out there of great power, great significance. Well, for the centurion, he knew that Jews worshipped a God of great power and significance. Something similar for me there. Then we come to the refrain. Till by faith I met him face to face. Till by faith I met him in the wonder of his grace. He became personal, just like he did for the centurion. And as Jesus became personal for me, I welcomed the invitation to become an acolyte and later to become a Eucharistic minister. But for the centurion, it went beyond that. For the centurion, it wasn't just a case of, oh, God's way out there, or is God personal? It became and. How did it become and for me? Well, that happened when I was in the Peace Corps. I was serving in Africa. a third of a continent away, a third of a planet away, sorry. And was setting up for the first cyber camp of the that country ever had. But I knew that we'd only have power for like 3 hours of the day, but the summer camp would go for all day. So how am I going to power the computers? So I had to set up the computer network with the program that we'd be using when I had power, which of course I didn't the night before. So I had to wait till the day of and do it at the last second, literally. And then I also had to have a plan to change over to generators that would be arriving that day, so I couldn't do it ahead of time either. So in this short period of time, I'd have to do a lot. And when is the computer problem going to happen? Well, I found myself face down on the computer I was using for a server, praying. And as I prayed, something stirred in my heart. And it became both and more. I needed help, but I didn't go to my friends and send them to Jesus like the centurion did. No, turnabout was fair play. Jesus went out to my students, Muslims and Christians alike, and sent them to me. And they came and provided the extra help that I needed so that the short time frame could be met and that cyber camp could occur on time. But the significance of that event went far beyond what I can express in words here. It was both and. So who is Jesus for all of us? Is Jesus someone we can trust to show us where to build the building for the community he is building out of us? Is Jesus someone who tells us, trust me and put forth a building campaign and see what my relationship is in the hearts of these people? Is Jesus the one who says, trust me and it will all happen in my time? Who is Jesus? Amen. Amen.